Hello, everyone. Welcome to episode 23 of the Juvo Hub podcast and now on YouTube show. We're so grateful to have everyone here today, your helping hand in property management. And I am excited, as always, to have another amazing guest, Leslie Thaxton from Rangewater. And she's a regional that's been in the industry for like ever. And Leslie's just so happy to have you here with us today. So give us the lowdown. How long you been in the industry and what do you love? Bring it.
Yeah. So I've been in the industry since 2001 and slowly worked my way up from a leasing position to regional director and love what I do and very passionate about my on-site teams and taking care of the residents is one of my favorite things.
Awesome. Awesome. We are so glad to have you. And yeah, Rangewater, just one of our favorite companies out there. You guys just exude wonderfulness in the property management world. So thank you so much for being here. And speaking of wonderfulness, that's Mark Howell's word for today. Mark, welcome, my friend.
Thank you.
Glad to have you
here. Thank you, sir. I appreciate that. I appreciate it. Yes. Look, it is a wonderfulest, whatever that word was, that day, isn't it? Right. We have such an amazing guest with us today. And Leslie, you and I go back to our days together. And I have to tell you, I'm so excited to have you on. I think that what you guys are doing over at Rangewater are so impactful. Obviously, the industry is watching. And I was so excited that you and I could talk about any topic really that you are passionate about, because I feel like I know you. And one thing I said to you once on the phone recently, you have a passion, but a kindness and patience about you that, my gosh, I don't see it a lot. I'd love to see it more, but I mean, I see it, you know, in some, but I have to tell you, like, kudos to you for being that light in our industry.
Thank
and I know
you.
That, you know, you, absolutely. Whatever we talk about today is going to be, I know, great. So tell me, what is it about this industry? If we've been in it for, let's just say 20 plus years, nobody needs to mention any dates about how long, you know, what would you say is one of the most important topics right now on your mind that you're very passionate about?
I would say the topic that I'm passionate about the most is the residents. I think that, you know, having the on-site teams really be sure that the residents are feeling valued and feeling like we're giving them the right customer experience during sure. their stay, whether it's a year or whether it's 15, 20 years. We have residents that have been with us for a long time. And I think that resident experience is important coming from the teams. And that's what keeps the residents there and living with us.
Absolutely. I love that you use the term experience. You know, I don't even really teach what I called the customer service class anymore. It's really the customer experience class. It is.
Yeah.
Customer service, in my opinion, has kind of gone to the wayside anyway. Well, for me as a consumer, I find that I get very little great customer service when I'm out spending my own money.
Yeah.
And I don't know what has changed in our world that's acceptable, but I am noticing it also even in our industry, right? And so I change my logic or my training to the experience. What are your residents truly experiencing in the time that they're living with you, whether it be that 1 year, 5 years, 10 years, because that's what defines whether they want to stay with you or not. It's when a lot of people think customer service, they think that first stand, greet, shake hands, let me show you an apartment, you know, very, that a robot can do
robotic.
That, right?
Yes.
Yeah. And definitely. So it's what you do next defines the entire experience, right? And so retaining that resident can be difficult when you don't have yeah. the right team members in place that share that same passion or that idea. Tell me, in our years, we've been in this industry for about the same amount of years. What have you noticed that has changed about resident retention? Has it become harder? And why? What did we do before that has changed so drastically today to entertain or retain our residents? Like, what are we doing?
Well, I mean, that's a great question. I think that we have gotten away from some of what people would call the old school ways, and they're the things that work. Residents want to feel like we care, that we genuinely care about them. And so I know with several of our properties, we've implemented things to make sure that that flows through and that the residents really feel that. You know, during this pandemic, it's been very challenging. It's been hard to give the residents everything that they need or what we want to give them because we were in a pandemic. Going back to some of the, what we would consider old school ways, giving a handwritten note to a resident that may have just lost a pet or a loved one, you know, giving that handwritten note to a resident who maybe just got married, you know, something super exciting, sending that to their door and just letting them know that as a team and as a company, we're thinking about you. Mm-hmm. We want you to know that you're on our mind, whatever the case may be. But then really, you know, getting super creative with how do we keep the residents engaged, especially with the on-site teams? How do we still show them that we value them during a pandemic? Right. That's a bit challenging. And it has been challenging, but I think that we've done a really phenomenal job. I know that we talked about, you know, doing things like, I had one of my properties at Cinco de Mayo have all their residents go out on their decks, make a cocktail or whatever they chose to have that day, make their meal. And we hired a mariachi band, and we had them entertain the residents from the outside of the building. So we were still staying within, you know, the CDC guidelines and safety, and nobody was they weren't together, but we had this mariachi band go and entertain the residents as they sat out on their decks and their patios. And we got more positive feedback for being creative and thinking outside of the box and not just saying, sorry, we're in a pandemic, there's nothing we can do to engage or be with you. We just had to get creative.
That's awesome. I love that. I love that you guys did that. You also were telling me once recently about, you know, you guys did Zoom cookie baking kind of things and all these very creative, like I got it. You know, when we were in that pandemic, that we had to go to, the only resource that we had was a Zoom kind of sort of interaction. And I remember talking to one of y'all's employees, a leasing consultant, that had called me and said, I need some help. Like, I got to entertain these residents and I want to do some fun stuff. And I was like, oh my gosh. I mean, it kind of, I was like, oh yes, I love this. And I know you guys, what made me enjoy that conversation was this person reached out to me knowing like, this was important. This is important to my company. It's important to my residents. Please help me come up with something really fantastic that we can wow them. And I thought, you know what? That's incredible that you guys maintain that pulse for the residents, because look, what we do know is that these residents went off the chain in many cases. They were not happy about a lot of things. For the first time, a lot of these residents were realizing, you know, who their neighbors were and all the noises that they could make, you know, during the day when we were all at home, and they just got really kind of crazy from what I'm understanding. And so, yes, the creativity to show them, we get it. You're in communal living and we're here to help you. We're here to make your life comfortable and the experience a great one. But, you know, whoo, what a challenge that is. Where do you see, do you think that has this changed how we will retain our residents in the future, this pandemic, or do you see us going back to some normal things? That, you know, pool parties was, I remember back in my day, that was the only thing we used to do, right? Was yeah. a big pool party. And we thought we did a great job if we threw one heck of a pool party. But so now what has changed? Where are we in 2022 when it comes to retaining our residents? Will they expect all this grandeur and creativity? What do you think? What will happen?
You know, I really think that we will get back to normalcy or what we knew was normal before the pandemic. I do think that we will get back to those pool parties and those types of things. But I also think that because we were forced to be creative and think outside of the box during this pandemic, I know that we've come up with some really great things that I want to see continue even when we get back to normalcy. Mm-hmm. You know, the handwritten cards and the food trucks, like that's one thing that we did, and the virtual, you know, cookie baking or virtual flower arranging or virtual cocktail hours. I think that those things are still fun. When you live on site and you're a resident and you've worked hard all week, you might not want to walk downstairs and go to a huge pool party or a grill out or whatever is happening. You might be perfectly fine saying, yeah, I'll go get the ingredients or we'll drop them off at your door for you. And we're going to do a virtual class, whatever it might be. So I think it's going to be a combination, Mark. I think that it's just going to be normalcy paired with a lot of the things that we've had to get used to and we've been forced to get used to. You know, even marketing. Boy, did that change during the pandemic.
Yeah.
You couldn't even market. You couldn't even go get those new residents and tell them thank you because people weren't letting you in the doors. We had to get creative. It goes back to how can we market or how can we thank this resident who's been with us for 10 years now? And we had to think outside the box. We had to say, well, they're not going to turn down flowers that get delivered. You know, let's send them flowers. Let's thank them that way. Yeah. So it's been many different changes that have been really, I think in the end, a really good thing because it has forced us to be creative.
Yeah.
And a lot of those things we're going to adopt and we're going to keep. I love to hear how creative my teams are when I go and visit and they say, guess what we did today? And they say, you know, we did a food truck because we can't have that pool party right now, or we can't have, and we're all going to space out and we're going to do the 6 feet apart, but we've got this food truck that will come in and serve the residents on site. I mean, how cool is that? It is and then they can go wherever they want to eat it, right? They can go home. They can go sit on a picnic bench at the property. Even though it's been a tough year and a half for everybody, or almost a year and a half, I think that some of the things we were forced to get comfortable with have not all been negative.
That's
right. I think that they've, some of them are really cool, and we're going to keep them.
Yeah.
No, I like Jonathan. That. It's a And it sounds like such a nice hybrid approach overall. Like you mentioned a few different things that, you know, you just being able to be in that position to know what your residents need. And it's something you mentioned earlier, Leslie, that just really resonated with me. It's just, okay, so there's inherently there's that fear. So we know we have CDC guidelines, but yes, that's one thing, but there's that fear that's there. So what can we do to counteract that? And like you were saying, Mark, you know, maybe a few years ago, it was easier on some level to deal with resident retention, but now we have much bigger issues that we're trying to push those out of our residents' mind and get them in that happy place, so to speak. So it just warms my heart to hear like that mariachi band, one item, I'm sure of many that Range Water and you are doing, is just amazing. So, you know, kudos
to you
and the team. It's just,
I have to agree with Jonathan. I think you said a few things that I was thinking about while you were talking. It is fascinating. You're right. We will enter into this new sort of hybrid world of marketing, resident retention. And it's not just because of the pandemic. I think as generations change, their needs change, we have to evolve. And I think we've really been talking a lot about that in some of these even conversations, Jonathan, like this evolution of our industry, right? And from 20 years ago, even to today, if we didn't have a pandemic, we would have had to have come up with something new to capture the attention of maybe some of our younger generations. But I think you're right. Because of the pandemic, it's not necessarily a bad thing. We've learned that we have a new way to reach a specific demographic that doesn't want to leave their home, that maybe doesn't know anybody on the property, that doesn't really want to come to a pool party.
Yeah.
That was the unfortunate part about when we only did a pool party. If you were new to the area or weren't comfortable out by the pool, then you missed the one chance we had to really show you appreciation, right? And so now we have, like you said, been forced to come up with so many different ways. But also, do you see any kind of shift in what we're doing for generations, the younger generation? Are they more inclined? Like, I'm going to say a little joke about when, even in later in my leasing career, when we were doing the cheese and crackers and, you know, little pizza nights, whatever. It's like, you could always count on, oh, here comes Miss Jones, Mr. Smith, there's, you know, Jack and Jim always wanting the food, right? You always knew you had at least 5 to 10 staples that were going to be there to eat your food. But so now I wonder, like, is there a change, and do the younger generations, what is it that they want to see? Do you survey your residents? Like, what advice would you give to someone that is struggling with resident retention? How do we know how we find out what they want?
Yeah. So surveying is a really great way to find out what the residents want. And I think that, yes, to answer your question, I think the younger generation may want different things. One of them being the, you know, jam at pool party, like we talked about before, with all the music and the, but because they're so, the younger generation also is so technical and so on all these like social media, that doing some of the home virtual type of events, I think, are being enjoyed by them as well.
Yeah.
So I think that, you know, I think this is really a silver lining. This is something that's really great that has come out of the pandemic, is forcing all multifamily companies to come up with creative ways on keeping everyone engaged. And as we come out of this, we are going to be able to implement what we learned and what we were forced to adopt and enjoy. And then we're also going to be able to bring back maybe those pool parties and then have those different things to be able to offer. Right. I can remember years and years ago, before I was even in this business, being a resident in an apartment community, I didn't go to anything.
No, I didn't,
go to anything.
Yeah.
I worked all day and I came home and I didn't go to anything. But with that being said, we saw a lot of engagement with the virtual events.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Because like I said, if we're dropping off at your front door because you signed up on a survey, like you said, yes, I want to be involved in this cocktail making class or these baking cookies or whatever it may be, we're providing you with everything. And then we get on a Zoom call and we're all together and we're, you know, baking or doing our, you know, cocktail of the week or whatever the case may be, and they don't have to leave their homes. So they have the option of going to, you know, events that we have outside of the home or being a part of the virtual events where they don't have to go anywhere if they don't want to. So, yeah, I mean, and that does appeal to the younger generation.
Yeah. You're right. It's funny. When I think about working with some of our leasing consultants out on site, and I'm trying to encourage them to really embrace the idea of why is resident retention so important when not all of us are creatively minded or gifted, right? And so it can frustrate some people out on site, the idea or stress of, oh my gosh, you want me to create all these amazing and, you know, interactive events, but they may not be the best person to execute that. You know, they might themselves be shy. And so I've had multiple conversations with people like, well, what are we doing? And why aren't we doing it? And don't you understand the importance of it? And, you know, like, it's all about retaining this resident. Like, I need for you to what can I do to help you embrace a piece of this so you can get on board? Tell me, I'm going to talk about the, I don't know if this is the right way to say it, the darker side of the resident retention, but there's a financial piece, you know, which is a good or a bad thing when our leasing consultants don't understand what's at stake financially, with truly getting on board with retaining a resident. You know, I feel like I have this conversation a lot, like, guys, it's so much cheaper to keep them in the apartment than it is yes. for us to try to find someone new, but for so many different reasons. So do you find, or I don't know if the question is, do you find this is happening with some of your teams, and how, maybe the question should be, how are you helping them understand the importance of resident retention from a financial aspect?
Yeah.
That should motivate them, right? I mean, our jobs every day is to make sure that the property, this multi-million dollar asset is generating more, right? So yeah. Is it difficult for you guys to get people on board, or how do you explain the financial piece of it?
Well, luckily, one of the things that that Rangewater is really, really great with is training.
Yeah.
And so I think that's a big part of, you know, let's face it, the managers on site understand the financial responsibility of trying to keep our residents.
Yeah.
But sometimes the other, you know, leasing or maintenance or whatever it may be, they have a harder time understanding it because it's not really in their direct, you know, role and responsibility. Right. Mm-hmm. So yes, we do train and help them understand that when we have a resident that stays in an apartment for 5 years versus 1 year, we don't have that financial burden of turning the apartment, doing the repairs, and getting somebody. And especially during the pandemic, is it going to sit vacant for longer than we would typically expect? Ooh. Yeah, probably. Yeah. So let's take care of, it's like any relationship, whether it's a friendship or whether it's a significant other, it's the same type of thing where we have to be very conscious of taking care of what we have, yeah. making sure that that relationship stays solid, making sure that they know we are there for what they need, and helping them understand that we don't want them to go anywhere. We value you. We want you to stay living with us. Mm-hmm. So if that doesn't happen and it's not executed properly on site, then the financial burden is there.
Yeah.
And that's what we have to continuously teach our on-site teams and make sure that they understand that the importance are, it's twofold. It's taking care, making sure the residents know that we're there. We care about them. We truly want them to stay, but then we don't want to just keep flipping apartments every 12 months because that is a burden on the property and the asset. So absolutely. Yeah. Training helps with that.
Yeah, you said something makes me think of the younger generation and their in their terminology. I'm going to say this so they'll understand, guys. If you're in the younger generation, it's kind of like the getting ghosted. You know, like that is not a term I used when I was growing up, but I have learned to embrace the younger terminology. But it's the same thing, like you said, it's building a relationship and not ghosting that relationship. It's the same principle. I was talking to a girlfriend of mine who was saying, you know, she's so frustrated about, you know, dating in today's world, being single, and you know, this whole idea of ghosting someone, not asking them why you're not interested anymore, but it's the same principle, right? Like, why are you, you spend all this time with this resident, putting on your, you know, best outfit, your best smile to get them through the door. And then somewhere along the path of that relationship, we end up ghosting them. Maybe it's because we get busy, but we have to remember about the fear of ghosting, you know, or being ghosted.
Yeah.
But yeah, I really appreciate all of your wisdom. Do you have any last thoughts or advice for anyone that is listening to us about, what would you say, marketing, resident retention? I'm sorry, not marketing. If you were going to start a resident retention campaign, what would you do? How? What would you focus on first? What is the most important thing that you want to gather to get that kind of campaign going?
The first thing that comes to mind is just clear communication and making sure that they feel, you know, that we hear them, they know that we hear them, and in clear communication's everything, right? I mean, if we're not gathering all the facts and we're not putting them in place and executing and making sure that we follow through, then they don't feel like we care. And I think that's one of the biggest things is caring.
Yeah.
The residents, whether it's a work order, whether it's something personal for the resident, there has to be communication, and it has to be clear and detailed. And then at the end, making sure that we're following through. And that's what residents want. It's what they want. Like you said, they don't want to feel ghosted.
Yeah.
They want to know that we've heard them, that we've taken care of the issue, and then we've gone one step further and followed up to say, is everything to your expectation now? Are you happy? Is there anything else we can do for you? It seems so old school, but let me tell you, here I am and here we all are over 20 years later being in this industry, and it works. Communication, clear guidelines, follow up, and caring about people, those are things that are never going to change.
You know what? I think that's what makes you so successful at what you do. Yeah, because all of the things you just said, you exude the caring, the truly, you know, like being there, listening, hearing them. So I can't imagine anybody learning from anyone better than the advice and from you. So thank you for that.
Oh, you're sweet. Thank you so much.
And it's, I think, out of the tail end of this conversation, if our quotable quote would be, don't ghost your residents. Is that acceptable?
I love it.
The new term. That wouldn't work 10 years ago, to your point, Mark. They'd be like, huh? What do you mean? Don't ghost. No. But it works today, you know, so we'll hold on to that. That's
absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah. Brilliant conversation, Leslie. Thank you so much. It's like, sometimes we try to get too gimmicky with resident retention, and it shouldn't be gimmicky. You know, it needs to have those fundamentals. And I've tried to do that my whole career, is communication. It just, no matter what aspect of business, communication always serves you well, but especially with the residents, because your opportunities are so limited to have that communication. You've got to make it rock, you know, so
absolutely.
Yeah. Amazing.
Well, and they know when you're full of BS, right? Yeah. You know, they can smell that on you. It's like, they're not dumb, you know?
Oh, yeah. So
just being honest is probably the best advice, but yeah, sorry.
Don't take it. Yeah. Don't BS. Just be honest and detailed and follow through.
BH, be honest, BH,
be the honest. BH. There you go.
Wonderful show. Episode 23, Leslie Thaxton. Thank you so much for being here. How can people connect with you? LinkedIn, Instagram, you on any of those fun social?
I am on LinkedIn and Facebook.
Okay. Cool.
Yeah. I haven't jumped to the Instagram thing yet. I haven't fallen into that.
Yeah. I'm sure for most of our listeners, LinkedIn is our typical go-to place. And thank you for being here. And anybody wants to check out the website, it's liverangewater.com, right? The company that you work for?
Yes, sir. That's right.
Yeah, wonderful company. Make sure all of our listeners not only connect with Leslie, but connect with their with Rangewater social platforms that they're on, and you'll see evidence of that in the social world, how they exude that resident retention. So thank you so much. And Mark, my wonderful, awesome friend, how can people connect with you?
Absolutely. So if you would like to reach out to me, it is Mark at HOWLcreativeconcepts.com. I would love to continue this conversation with anybody that wants to. Or, you know, look, if you have an idea of another topic that is passionate or dear to your heart, then let us know. We're always looking for amazing speakers like Leslie to tell us a little bit about their passion. So email me, email Jonathan, let us know how we can get the word out there.
Absolutely. Yep. Good tip. We want your voice. Bring it on.
That's right.
Podcast. Yeah. Jonathan Saar from Market Me Social, marketmesocial.co. Thank you so much for being here. Be sure to give us that thumbs up, review, share. This is our complimentary education. We have so much fun with these shows, and we're so glad to have you here. And we'll see you on our next episode. Take care, everyone. Yes.
Bye, guys.
Bye.